It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Steve Baggish of Arlington, Massachusetts. I said, name certain weapons, remove the middle four letters, the remaining letter spelled backward, describe what these weapons do. And the answer is bayonets. Get rid of the Y-O-N-E and read the rest backward, you get stab. Bayonets will stab.
Oh, okay. Well, a lot of people got this. There were nearly 1,000 correct entries. And this week's winner is Alan Christensen of Shoreline, Washington. Congratulations, Alan.
Thank you.
So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Probably since sometime in the 90s.
Okay, so you've been playing, yeah. But you've never won before.
No, although Will used the puzzle of mine for a Sunday challenge back in 2016. That was a lot of fun.
Okay, so you went from being behind the scenes on the puzzles to now you front and center.
Right.
And I also gather that you were a fingerprint examiner before retirement. That was your full-time job?
Yes, I was with King County for 37 years and just retired in October.
Oh, wow. And you looked at fingerprints to see whether there were, like, matches and stuff?
Right. Well, my main job was to process prints coming from bookings at the jails or police departments around the county, make sure people are who they say they are, or identify unknown bodies for the medical examiner, do everything we can to find out who they are.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I would think that you're good at noticing details.
Like to think so.
Yeah. So then, Alan, I don't really have to ask, but I have to ask, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Alan and Aisha, today's puzzle is a sort of true-false test. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name with the initials TF. For example, if I said rest for a few minutes, you would say take five. So here we go. Number one, the IRS's 1040, for example.
Tax form.
That's it. Like an 800 number telephone call.
Toll free.
Uh-huh. Basketball infraction involving unsportsmanlike behavior.
Technical foul.
That's it. Variant of a sport in which tackling isn't allowed.
Tag football?
Not tag, but that's close.
Touch football.
Touch football is the phrase I know. African insect that causes sleeping sickness.
Tsetse fly.
That's it. Who's said to leave money under a pillow for a child.
The tooth fairy.
That's it. Legal entity in which assets are set aside for a loved one.
A trust fund.
That's it. Two-pronged device to help musicians determine pitch.
Tuning fork.
Uh-huh. Idaho City on the Snake River.
Twin Falls.
That's it. Former SNL comedian who created 30 Rock.
Oh, one of my favorite people, Tina Fey.
Yes. Where the action is on a stock exchange.
Oh, something floor.
Yes.
Trading floor.
Trading floor, is it? Amount that a cabbie charges.
Taxi fare.
Yes. What tempus fugit means in English.
Time flies.
That's it. And your last one? The easiest of all, our current year, 2024. 24. Good job. Woo.
Oh, my goodness. You did an amazing job. So how do you feel?
Oh, I feel relieved.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about the puzzle and its prizes at npr.org/puzzle. And Alan, what member station do you listen to?
KUOW in Seattle.
That's Alan Christensen of Shoreline, Washington. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Warren Bergman of Nina, Wisconsin. Think of a word for a person who helps you. Copy the last three letters and repeat them at the front, and you'll get a new, longer word that names a person who hurts you. What words are these? So again, word for a person who helps you. Copy the last three letters and repeat them at the front. and you'll get a new, longer word that names a person who hurts you. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, January 18th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.